This message is brought to you by DSPS. TikTok and YouTube Reels are great fun for memes, recipes, and shaking your booty. But did you know that there are natural ways to trigger your brain to release dopamine? Exercise, sunlight, and sleep are just a few ways for you to get that little boost of those good feels and energy. At Doomscroll Prevention Service, we want you to be your best self. So just take that D out and scroll a normal amount. DSPS is not responsible for poor messaging and is in need of marketing overhaul.
Did you know an average person spends 73 hours, or 3 days a year, and ultimately 92 days of their entire life on the toilet? Did you also know that there are 91 episodes now of QN, roughly 1 hour apiece, totaling just over 91 hours available for your listening enjoyment? So, while you're cleansing that colon, deucing on the dollar, or simply hiding from your family, you can catch up on our entire catalog. Well, get ready, because we're about to add another of entertainment for your next BM.
Nice.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Brandon.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
I think we've already talked about this, but how often do you guys BM during work, and do you like take extra time because you know you're on the clock? I guess, Matt, that's different for you.
I take my phone everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I poop as much as I want. Don't you judge me.
I mean, I try not to go in public or anywhere.
Brandon's choosing his words carefully right now. I hope they don't listen. I promise I don't do it at work. I only poop Saturday and Sunday.
I will admit that there was one time where I was in a meeting, and luckily it wasn't on camera, but I did have to take the laptop into the bathroom because I was having tummy trouble. And
wait. Okay. So this was through Zoom or Teams or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to take the entire laptop. Aren't you connected to a Bluetooth?
Well, yeah, I guess.
I guess unless they're like, Brandon, do you have anything to add? Exactly. And you're like, unmute. Yeah. Like, no.
Oh, God.
Hot. Sorry.
I've taken a laptop into the bathroom during a meeting.
Really?
Before, and it's and it's mainly because if I need to unmute to say anything, most of the time no one wants to hear me.
Jake, do you have anything to contribute?
My ass. but I've sometimes I'm in meetings while on my phone, but I'm at a small enough company now that it's just very noticeable if you have your camera off. So
I don't know. I'm really self-conscious. Like, even if I have my phone in my hands and my earbuds in, and it's happened, like, I'll be indisposed and a business partner will call me or a sales rep or something. I'll literally just ignore and say, I'll call you in a few minutes. I don't want to be sitting it prolongs your time on there too. It's like, oh God, now you can't, like, I can't finish because you'll hear me flush.
Yeah.
Or you'll hear a
or they say, oh, can you write this down really quick? Or can you go grab, no.
Take this phone number down.
No, I will say though, I don't do it like as a habit, or like if I just get the feeling, like I try to hold out. It's usually if there's been like if you're having a bad time in the
always seems to be department. After Taco Tuesdays.
No, I mean I'm on a pretty regular schedule, so yeah, unless there's some issue, I'm not really going in the middle of work.
Okay. Yeah. That's why I always like time my first couple sips of coffee like very first thing to be like, let's get this out before
you
day starts.
You sent that meme of the first couple sips of coffee and what's his face from South Park like rising up with his shit.
Hello. It's a thing. Anyway. Yeah. Toilet time.
Toilet time.
How's everybody doing? There we go. Took you long enough.
So I've got an update. This last weekend, my brother-in-law, who has a 6-month-old, was out of state and had a minor medical emergency that my sister-in-law needed to go up and meet him for. And they have a 6-month-old, and they were like, oh my gosh, you know, can you guys watch the baby for the weekend? And Anna and I were like, absolutely, you know, because we want to show up when we can for our family members. And we're like, you know, we've had two babies, like easy peasy lemon squeezy, right? And I will say that this baby is particularly well behaved, like super easygoing. But Anna, I don't know about you, Matt, but Anna and I were out of practice, and we were like, oh my god. And our house went from like mediocre clean to like an absolute disaster having one baby in the house. But so my weekend was like chock full of taking care of a 6-month-old baby, which was wild to dive back into.
Figuring out how to change a diaper. Wait, boy or girl?
Boy. Actually, the changing the diaper, I was surprised that I fell right back into that easy peasy. But it was just like the, you know, because at 6 months there, he's like sitting up, but he still needs like full attention all the time.
Right.
The other thing,
a pillow is that, behind him.
Right. The other thing is that we don't have a high chair in the house, and she didn't bring one. His
perfect.
Mom
just feed him on the floor.
Well, right, but then you still have to like, you know, keep track of them and stuff. Anyway, it was fun, but it was exhausting. But my weekend was like taking care of an infant at like out of nowhere. And
let that be a lesson to all you other parents that like go to a wedding or whatever, and you're like, oh, we could do it one more time, right? They're so cute. Yeah. We could do it. No, watch one for a weekend.
Exactly. That's what I said. So right when my nephew arrived like an hour in, I was like, Anna, what do you think? Like, does this make you want to have another baby? And we're like, ha ha ha, you know, laugh, laugh, laugh. And then like 2 hours later, we're like, fuck no. Like, great well, kid, but also like,
didn't just... you get a
sure? Yeah. I mean, like it would be a,
but not impossible. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. I mean, you could still extract. I'm still producing. I mean, we could also adopt. My point being that, like, that's not a road that we're interested in going down.
What a gross thing to say. I'm still producing.
Why?
It just sounds gross.
Well, it makes you sound like a cow or something. Or like a farm animal.
What I feel bad about, though, like if you picture like a little factory down there, like they're just working and working and working, and then just pitching product over the side, you know, it's just going.
No, they're like delivering it to
material.
Their
material.
They're delivering it to the manager, and the manager puts it on the truck, and then the truck like leaves the factory and drives off a cliff.
Yeah,
like they're all thinking they're doing a good job, but in the end, everybody's
that's
just
what
like
my
dying.
Balls are doing. What are your guys' Gross. Balls doing?
Stuff
cool
hanging around.
What did you guys get up to this last week and weekend?
I had a root canal.
Ooh. Cool.
Which one, which tooth,
what's worth, a 6-month-old or a root canal? Hey.
I mean I've had a root canal before, so I mean both times were fine. They went smoothly. It's the on the bottom right, not the molar in the very back, but the one right in front of it.
Oh, see, I have a crown on the one in the very back. It could have been
one in the very back buddies. I had a root canal on, and then now I'm just working my way forward.
Yeah.
Just yank them out. Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate. Are you getting a crown on it?
Yeah, well, the shitty thing is that I I went to the dentist, and the dentist was like, okay, well, you're going to need to go to an endodontist to get a root canal. And so I made the appointment at the endodontist, and I was able to be seen like within a week. And then the dentist was like, just follow up and we'll put the permanent crown on. And so I called after my root canal, and the dentist or the receptionist was like, oh, yeah, the next appointment is in June. I was like, what?
Did you accept like, that? I'd be like, paperwork. Look, I just went.
Yeah, then the paperwork said that you're only supposed to have it in for like 4 weeks, but I don't know. I guess I'll have to hold out with the temporary till then.
That's what's crazy around here too, because Duke and UNC are such big hospitals. They're also just very, very busy. And so they'll say like the doctor, like you'll leave the office and they'll say like, oh, make a follow-up appointment for like next week. And then like you get out to the reception. You're like, I need to make an appointment for a week from now. And they're like, we don't have anything until like, you know, 3 months away. And we're like, well, that's not what the doctor said. And they're like, well, that's what the availability is. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what do you mean? You guys
talk to each other?
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
I started rewatching The Sopranos this week. And oddly enough, I'd never seen the entire series start to finish, so I'm committed.
It's a good series.
I'm on the fifth episode of the second season. I don't know. Like, I don't know if that show holds up very well. That might be an unpopular opinion with Brandon.
It does.
It's like, just like so over the top and kind of outlandish. The first season was pretty rough to get through. Like, not from a content perspective. It was just like, I don't think it was very well done.
The acting is super mediocre in the first couple of seasons.
Yeah,
not by Gandolfini or any of the main characters, but like all the supporting characters. Basically, I think James Gandolfini and Edie Falco can do no wrong, but everybody else is like.
I watched it. I don't know. Maybe someday, like during the pandemic, and I remember it being like a lot funnier than when I initially watched it.
Than you originally thought.
Yeah, it's almost like it just a dark comedy.
Yeah,
I could see that. Yeah, like I'm to the point now where they're and this is something I appreciated about sitcoms that like they don't really do anymore. But like I'm at the episodes where they're in Italy, like they went to Italy to go meet the boss and it turns out to be a woman. I don't know. Like I find those always really exciting. Like they make me want to go traveling. Like when we used to watch, what was it? The TGIF. And it'd be like, oh, the Camdens are going to whatever. And it's like, oh, I want to see that one because they're going to be in Disneyland, even though like they own ABC. Soundstage.
Yeah.
But no, like they would actually go.
Oh, of course.
And I was like, I found those episodes like so exciting because it's like, oh, it's not the norm. And this family's traveling. It makes me feel like I'm part of the family.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started rewatching The Sopranos, and the second season's much better than the first, but we'll report back next week on the remainders.
Nice.
Yeah.
I periodically go through the YouTube algorithm finds me and shows me like clips from the whole series, and the clips that it chooses makes me really want to watch it again. Cause I'm like, man, what a solid series that was.
Yeah.
What a tragedy. I just think that we could have gotten so much more really wonderful content. And also he probably would have liked to have lived longer, but James Gandolfini, what a legend.
Yeah. He was meant for that role. Anyway, and like just like with as much as they eat in that show, I was like, oh man, I should make more like Italian dishes. Yeah. Like I feel like you could pretty much turn that
food show.
You could like turn the whole thing. Like there was even one of the episodes where they're in Italy and they're meeting like the head crime family that they are selling cars to. She's like, come down and eat. And he's like, Jesus Christ, you guys do anything else in this fucking family?
But, Another good eating genre of television is a lot of the, I don't know about the K-pop stuff, but like, or not the K-pop stuff, like the K-dramas, but there's like Korean, I think in Korean media, cinema and TV shows, so much like really good acting happens at the, at like a meal table. And for whatever reason, I was on a kick, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I watched a bunch of these Korean movies, and a lot of the action, a lot of the, like the high suspense, high stakes scenes happened around a dinner table, and they would just eat. They would like eat. And it wasn't like polite at all. Yeah. It was just like, they got down with like noodles, and it made me really get into sort of like, Korean style cooking. And, anyway, but I definitely recommend, because there were some good shows
too,
but like, the food element is just like really top notch.
It's kind of interesting you said K-pop, because I meet these guys locally, and we go to dinner. We try to go to dinner once every couple months all together, and the last couple times we've gone to the Korean barbecue spot that's here, and they have like 800 TVs in there playing two different things, but they're all the same. They're all different K-pop stuff. Mm-hmm. It's almost more distracting, because the whole point is to sit there and eat as much as you can, like a buffet style, and you cook your own meat and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's almost like it's purposeful with how distracting it is, because you're like, what the fuck is happening? And that shit, like, you can't keep up with the K-pop music videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're wild.
And then you just like, yeah, you order some more. You're like, oh, I guess I'm still hungry. There's yeah. flashing lights.
I just want to see what happens next.
Synchronized dancing. And
what's the, like, is it a Korean thing, or is it Japanese? Like the videos of people like stuffing their faces. And
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Like the small girls that eat an insane amount.
Yeah.
And they're all like, just like slurping. Like,
I don't know for sure the country of origin, but
it's an Asian country.
There's a term for it.
ASMR? Like, because they don't really talk.
I don't know that it's like inherently like a sexual thing. I think it's just people like watching other people eat.
Yeah.
I don't think ASMR is sexual inherently.
Is it
mukbang?
Like, yes. Yeah.
Mukbang?
Yeah, it's Japanese.
So here's the hard thing though, is of course it has to be appropriated. Like on TikTok, there'll be people like, join me for my mukbang. And it's like just some guy at a restaurant eating. Mm-hmm. It's not like how it started.
They've gotten away from eating
tons of food.
Their roots.
Next episode of QN, you heard it here first. Join us for our mukbang.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more pleasant than listening to people chewing into a microphone.
And three guys eating a hot dog, like Jake would be on this end, I'd be on that end, Brandon would have a middle. We could just like Lady and the Tramp it.
Nice.
The trife.
I like where your head's at.
Fecta bang.
I'm into it. I think noodles would be really, like soup noodles would be really good on a podcast medium.
I think it'd be awful, because like, can you imagine like, all the shit you would get everywhere, like you get splatters on your screen, right, and
flick. There's stuff like splattering on the camera.
Yeah. I feel like you're in a Gallagher show or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a good idea.
Do you guys slurp noodles? Do you go when you eat noodles?
No.
I do, usually only to be contradictory them. And tell my kids to stop chewing with their mouth open.
Stop it. Chew your mouth closed. And the Dad of the Year award goes to
we take a slurp break and go. I got no transition.
Slurp some nudes.
Oh, that was good.
Slurp some nudes.
Slurp some nudes. I thought you said dudes. I was like, all right.
I mean, that too. We'll be right back with some questions.
This
This episode is brought to you by The Outside. The weather is nice, and it's time to get out and enjoy it a little.
Playing soccer, swimming in a water hole, or just going for a walk
are just a few great ways to get that blood flowing, move your body, and enjoy the outdoors. Outside. We'll see you there.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time of the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions, randomizing them, and answering them here. So our first one comes to us from the Ask Reddit subreddit, username Max the Champ. Max asks, those that have just turned 30 or are over 30, what changes have you noticed in your body?
Do you really want to know?
Everything hurts.
Are you guys generally more sore?
My back is, yeah. I never used to have problems with my back, and now periodically it just... I can move it wrong, or like not even my back wrong. I can just be like sitting and then like I have a twinge and I'm like, oh, okay, my back is fucked for a week.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know about you, Jake, but like for me, it's I'll go to the trampoline park or whatever with the kids, or I'll ride bikes with them for the day. And it's like, I feel like I can still be relatively active. And then I notice just like minor inconveniences. I think I felt like I've almost thrown out my back once, but outside of that.
Yeah, I think I don't think I properly threw it out, but I got really close and now it's super tender anytime I exert it. And basically what it means is that I need to exercise more and I don't do that enough. And I know that, so I could probably fix my own woes.
I've also noticed I can literally gain weight overnight. Like it just doesn't shed like it used to.
Yeah.
Something I heard, and I don't know how true it is, but I read that your metabolism doesn't like meaningfully start slowing down until you're like in your 50s and 60s.
Oh, I'm gonna be really fucked then.
But
I think, and this is based with zero research and not scientific at all, but I do wonder how much, so just thinking of how my own personal life trajectory is that I was, when I was in New York, I was like walking a ton. And then when it was just Anna and I, we were walking a ton. We were going out a lot. We were being more active. And while we have little stints of activity with the kids, we have more sort of business to do, like just like sustaining the house,
chauffeuring
and like and I wonder how much that just being present and active with the kids sort of takes it out of us, and what I'm getting at is that I don't think we're as active as we used to be, so it's that along with getting older. And it's tough to say like what's the culprit, but Ann and I have been talking about a lot how it doesn't take much for us to be like, you know, winded. And
I would say more active in just a different capacity.
As you get older and maybe you get to like a more comfortable station in life, you're not moving around as much, like Matt, a few episodes ago, we were talking about how when we worked at UPS, that was a physically demanding job and we would ride our bikes there. And then we would also go to the gym and, you know, like,
right,
we were in our 20s then, and then now, I mean, I can't imagine that your job is physically demanding. Apologies if it is, but like I have a sedentary job now, so yeah,
I'm at my desk.
Yeah, same.
A ton.
Yeah, I mean, but I would just say, like, I think
I take meetings from this toilet.
I think the kids aspect is even busier, but I have to physically move less to do it. Like I'm not going on a hike. I'm not going on a long walk on the neighborhood. I'm just taking a long drive to the school to sit and watch you do track, or take you to a play date and sit and watch while.
Do you think maybe as your kids get older, like, you know, like Margo's starting to do track now, that now that, you know, they're getting like kind of growing into their bodies, and they're able to keep up with you more rather than, you know, having little tiny legs that you have to go slower. Like maybe that'll motivate you to go like, okay, let's now like go on a hike and we don't have to like hold your hand or like make sure you're not, you know, you can keep pace with me or whatever.
For sure.
Like that kind of.
I saw, it was a long time ago now, but I think it was a Reddit post about someone being, basically being, they were an uncle and his two nieces were really entertained when he could pick them both up, and he made a, like, that was his inspiration to continue to get bulky, not bulkier, but like just stay fit, and as they got older he still wanted to be able to pick them both up and that be like a fun thing. And so but I've thought about that a few times, because right now, the boys are playing soccer, so I'm out in the front yard a lot, and we're playing soccer a lot. So I actually get a fair amount of, you know, at least short stint cardio in. But
beer in hand, of course.
Beer in hand, yeah, and also like picking them up. Like I still like to pick both of them up and you know, pretend like they're little kids, but they're. They're getting pretty big.
I tried to do that with my oldest the other day, and she's 9 now, and she's incredibly tall for her age. And I was just like, oh,
Yeah.
Just sad. Yeah. It was like,
I know. I know. I when I pick Oscar up, the bottoms, like, so if I'm holding him like a kid, you know, with what, like sort of under the thighs or butt with my arm, his legs hang and they hang to my knees. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, there's not even a point for me picking you up.
I've wondered like when they get to the point where they can kick your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to work with a guy who used to be a friend of the pod. I don't know if he still listens, but he used to be like, have you prepared yourself for the day that they're going to say that they hate you? And I was like, don't say that. And he said that like right when they were born. And then it wasn't
not if they don't mind their nose being broken.
It wasn't too long after that Oscar did. I forget what the circumstances was. Oh. He was like, I hate you. And I was like, oh, that's savage. And then I reported back to my buddy and I was like, well, he said it. And he goes, oh shit, that was early. I was like, yeah, I know.
I was like, you should challenge him to a fight, fist fight.
Yeah, fist fight.
So if you really hate me, let's see.
Yeah. Do something about it.
Come out here and fight your da.
Flagpole, 6 a.m. Hang your own kid up by his underwear.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. No, mine haven't gotten to that. Oh, man. I'm sorry that that happened to you, but I do have to say, I hope that never happens to me.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, you got two girls. It's coming.
Yeah. They probably say it when they just go to bed every night. Like, fuck that guy. But it's
good night. Fuck you.
No, we're dealing. We are dealing with the emotions. Have you guys seen the videos of the people that let their kids go into the bathrooms? Like the phone is recording.
I don't watch those kind of videos.
Let me finish. They put their kid in the bathroom and they have their phone recording and they tell them, you can say any word you want in here.
Oh yeah.
But you can't say it the minute you leave the, and it's like these little kids that like, they'll like come in and be like, fuck you. And it was like, it's like 6 years old. It's like, it's a compilation of all these videos. They're pretty funny.
I've seen one. I think the only one I saw was one of this like super adorable English kid, and he's like, and she's like, Olivia gave him the phone. She's like, yeah, okay, so once I leave you can say one bad word, okay? And he goes, okay. And he goes, when? He goes, I can say it now. And she's like, yeah, you can say it now. And he goes, couldn't. Just like right into the camera. It's so good. He's so happy about it.
bollocks.
Just, I can imagine Brandon's interpretation of like some droopy English kid.
Fucking bastard. Bloody bastard.
He sounds like a beetle.
You right, wanker?
You know, our English friend, Mike, used to listen to this podcast, and he contacted me, and he was like, you guys aren't very nice to the English. Well, right, exactly. He said, you weren't very nice to the English, and I was like, yeah, sorry about that, and I'm pretty sure he hasn't continued listening.
I think my wife's English cousins have listened in every now and then, but I don't think they've ever caught this part.
Wait, are they English or are they Scottish?
They're English. Oh. Yeah, they actually, yeah. So, they're the defectors, or whatever you want to call them.
Well, you could tell them to jog like, on.
I feel like every time you see like an American kid versus an English kid go on a rant, like the English kid is still like nice about it. Mm. Like, you give me the change, yeah? But they're still like cordial and use manners. Yeah. And then you get the English kid and they're just like, ugh, what kid says that?
There was one time, a long time ago, I was in Disneyland, and there was a little British boy who was, you know, maybe like six, and it was in one of the stores there, and he lost something. I didn't know, I couldn't hear what he was missing, but like he was trying to find whatever he was missing, and he was like saying just like to the store, he was like, "People of the world, open your bags. I've lost my whatever it was." But
that's exactly what I mean.
So yeah, just like "People of the world."
It was like really a Madonna funny song. There's just something so earnest about it. But if it was an American kid, he would just cry and like just scream.
Damn.
Sorry for the interruption. Well, if you don't beg accents, your pardon.
The accents reminds me of a joke. So this couple couldn't get pregnant, and so they adopted this beautiful German baby boy, and by the time that they had that the boy was like about to start talking, he didn't. And they were concerned. They took him to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you know, everything physically is fine. He's just going to have to, you know, wait till he's ready to say something. And so one night the mother makes schnitzel, and she pounds it out, and she fries it and does some spätzle with it, and she serves it. And the German boy, he saws off a piece and takes a bite, and he says, "Mother, this schnitzel is not very tender." And she goes, "Oh my God, you've never said anything before. Like, why did you decide to talk at this point?" And he goes, "Well, up to this point, everything was satisfactory."
Yep. That is. Okay.
Oof, that was late. This is dead.
But it's alive.
There it is.
Fix it in the edit.
I'm opening another beer.
To get back to the question,
what was
I do
question?
Like?
What hurts of, after you're 30?
Oh,
well, it's what changes have you noticed in your body post 30?
I'll also say I don't mean to be racist. You start to see like face cracks. I wasn't trying to draw my eyes out. I was trying to, you get like the
crow's feet.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would just say like normal physical changes. If you're looking for advice, I would say, even if you don't exercise, you don't walk, you don't do whatever, stretch. You got to stretch. Just stretch.
That's something that I've always struggled with my whole life, is I feel like I've just been, I'm super inflexible, and I don't make an effort to stretch. Like I just, yeah.
I take my own advice. I'll go play basketball and just like walk onto the court.
Right.
And like there's little times you're going and you're like, "Ooh, what is that? Oh, there's something, I got something in my foot." What does that feel like? You know,
I've got something random,
and you have to like hop, like you can't run. You're just like, oh, and then you just go a couple more times. You're like, maybe I should stretch that out next time.
Yeah.
And then you don't.
And then I don't. Yeah, same.
Ooh, I'll also say this. I don't know about, well, I know for you, for fact, Brandon, you're a sweater. Jake, I like anything I do now, I sweat.
Like, I sweat a ton now.
My wife was even like,
that much.
You're sweaty. And you like, you just got home. Your back's all sweaty. You just got like, you just like mowed the lawn. I was like, yeah, I know. I didn't used to, but for some reason I sweat a whole lot more.
What was really telling about that for me was that I would do sort of like low grade exercise or like play with the boys soccer or something like that. And there have been a couple of times in the last, I want to say year and a half, that Anna has been like, oh my God, are you okay? Because she thought I was having some sort of medical episode. I'm like,
no, my chest hurts.
You're right. I sweat a ton. And I actually wonder about being bald or balding that, that less hair is caught. I mean, less sweat is caught by hair. I wonder if it's because I've also decreased the volume of hair on the top of my head that I'm more sweaty, but I think it's actually an increase in sweat.
I sweat so much from my forehead.
Like, yeah.
But see, I used to never like, and I noticed it, granted it's a spot that you should be doing it, but, I used to sit in the sauna every day, and I used to get to the point the sand thing turns every 15 minutes. And I would get through one set of 15 minutes and start to sweat. And then the second 15, it'd be like really bad. And now it's like, I just get in there and just start going. It's like, I don't know if I need to get this checked out or not, or like all the toxicity is coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, like when I have been in like the South or Southern states, I do like, as soon as I step outside of an air conditioned building, I just start sweating immediately.
So no QN trip to Arizona in August.
Ooh. Ooh. That'll be warm.
Enjoy that.
Brandon just shows up naked.
Speaking of physical stuff, I do also, and maybe it's just because I don't or haven't been like strength training or anything like that, I just feel weaker. I don't know.
I feel weaker about some
muscle
things.
Muscle tone goes down.
Yeah. Yeah. I've created projects around the house that have kept me at least a little bit. I feel like my strength has stayed the same. Actually, frankly, having the kids around is helpful. I pick them up a lot, whether we're playing or just like carting them to and from places. Or
body slams.
Body slams. Yeah. Ooh, I just had mad deja vu. Have we talked about body slamming our kids before? Probably.
Yes.
I also, I can't stay up as late anymore. Like, I used to be kind of a night owl, but now I do start getting pretty... I start kind of hitting the wall around like 10. Well, we usually go to bed at 10. And then I stay up reading or whatever till like 10:30 or 11.
I'd say that's pretty late. Like I'm a sleep by 10, 9:30 guy. I guess I've always kind of been though. What about you, Jake? Well, I mean, it's
I'm not a good example for this. Anna says I need more sleep, which I probably do, but I consistently stay up between 12 and 1.
Do you?
I know.
Go ahead.
Like, I've talked to, like a couple weeks ago, I did trivia with a guy from the men's group, and he was saying, like, he watches, like, he has a goal this year to watch a movie he hasn't seen every day. And he's a stay at home dad with three kids. And so he does it all when they go to bed. So he's like a night owl. And I kind of feel like I've talked to a lot of people who are parents, especially men, like fathers, who I think it's like nighttime is when you can kind of get, you know, time to yourself and do like pursue hobbies. Like there's a lot of guys who stay up gaming or, mm-hmm. you know, work on whatever, you know, whatever you want to, or just drink in the garage or whatever you, however you unwind from your day. But I think that's just the time that you have to do those things.
The stay at home dad thing, like, if are they all school age?
They were all like right in a row. It was like 3, 4, 5 or 4, 5, 6, okay. something like that.
Okay.
Like,
so not quite. 'Cause like as somebody that works from home and has some pretty good flexibility, like in theory, 'cause my kids are in school, I could watch like 3 movies a day while they're at school, you know, or 2 movies a day.
Yeah. And
I can't hang though. I can't do the whole, that's my free time, I'm going to stay up until 1 a.m. and game, or I don't know.
Yeah. That's
challenging.
Yeah. We've talked about this before, but I think the phenomenon is called revenge sleep procrastination, and I just looked it up to define it. It's the practice of deliberately staying up late and sacrificing sleep to engage in leisurely activities that you don't have time for during the day, which I think is like
should be everybody, every adult.
Yeah, well, no, it's but it's like everyone has the option to do it, but a lot of people are like people who value sleep more than others people, because it's like a deliberate choice of like, could I go to sleep? Yeah. And should I? And many nights I do, but some nights if I have energy, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be like a shark and sort of just continue swimming forward in order to achieve, you know, whatever it is that
do you I mess like around with those on. Like 3D cities you were building. You still do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like 3D render stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Sometimes I'm doing that. I play some games sometimes. Video edit. I tinker around on like music stuff. So.
Yeah. I noticed as I've gotten older, I stay up later, but it's usually just doom scrolling for whatever reason. Like I have 6 guitars here and 1 ukulele, like all within an arm's reach, yeah, that I could be doing anything with. And I don't know why, but like, I'm just like tired. I want to lay on the couch.
Right. Well, I think doom scrolling is like a real danger. I consistently delete apps from my phone for a period of time because I feel like I have an addictive personality, but it's so easy for me to doom scroll or just to, it's like a twiddling thumbs. It's like, instead of doing something like, yeah, I mean, you can see behind me, I've got 3 ukuleles and 2 guitars behind me, and they all have dust on them.
You mentioned having an addictive personality. This might be a good time to dovetail into the next question.
Oh yeah, let's.
But I mean, you can finish your thought about
that. No, just that. I think the algorithms are so attuned. Like they're just well built, and the whole goal of all of these services is to occupy your time, and they're doing a bang up job of it. And I know I'm a target audience because it's so easy for me to pop open an app and lose 5 or 10 minutes, you know, many times during a day. Do your guys' phones have like screen time, mm-hmm. like analytics?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's even depressing. Tell me how much I'm using it while you're driving.
Oh, geez.
Like, ooh.
Every time whenever it shows me my like average daily usage, I'm like, Jesus, like how, why, you know, some of it's for work, but not all of it, you know?
Well, I listen to podcasts on my phone all day. Does that count as phone usage? Like, I think it's
actually open. I think if you're playing music and stuff, it doesn't necessarily
while your screen count. Is Well, your screen is active.
Yeah, I think wow. It's active screen time.
Hmm. Well, then that's depressing.
Let's get to the next question.
Because I've seen it before, and I'm like, oh, that must be just because I'm.
Well, you should look up. You should look up as it relates to your operating system, because it might be podcast related. And actually, on iOS, it breaks down what apps you're in and how much time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have Android, and yeah, it does the same. I'll have to look at it more closely. But the next question is also from Ask Reddit and from Indie Riots. They ask, what's the most accepted addiction? What's the most accepted addiction? And I'll say right off the bat, the top answer is phone addiction.
Yeah.
Porn.
Is it accepted?
I don't know.
It's probably an addiction. Yeah, I mean, it's an addiction, but is it accepted?
I don't know. Like, I guess fast food or soda or drunk food and all that. Is that on there?
Sugar. High fructose corn syrup.
Processed food addiction.
I think phones. Our
phones, screens is number one.
Pretty rough.
Yeah. I mean, the next answer is, this person says, as a mail carrier, it has to be shopping the same houses every day, 365, get 3 to 4 every day.
Ooh, good point. Amazon addiction. That one click. I know a couple of people that have that.
So what I think is, I'm going to go on a soapbox here for a second. I think that capitalism is really tough. Like, that's the whole point, right? That's the whole, like, Amazon's doing exactly what it's intending to do, and it's succeeding. And in a ideal capitalist situation, they are perfectly performing.
It also does serve a very good purpose. I would argue that it did.
I don't disagree with you because we get plenty.
Example, okay. Specific example is when I had to fix my faucets. There was one of the nuts that went down that was it was warped and it wouldn't go back on. So yeah. I went to Home Depot. I went to the plumbing specific hardware store in Vancouver. And I went to their recommendation and none of them have it. I looked on Amazon and I got it the next day. That one specific nut. And it was like, sure, I'm not buying like, ooh, I need some whatever trinkets that I found. Like, it was very useful. Because they're like, oh, the next spot that claims that they actually have it is in Tigard. For me, that's an hour drive one way. Yeah. I was like, fuck that.
No, I hear you there, because I'm just as guilty. Like, I have a fragile soapbox because we frequently get stuff from Amazon, but I do think it's interesting that it might be an addiction, but it's also like,
too convenient.
Well, it's institutionally supported, right? Like, it's there's no dissuading to it. For instance, there's Surgeon General warnings on cigarettes and alcohol. And then with phones, there's like heaps of studies out about like screen time and what it does to young brains and blah, 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 whatever. But the shopping element and the consumerism, the consumption addiction, or I won't call it an addiction, but like the rate at which people consume stuff is like, there's no guardrails, I guess.
And not that there should. Temu, Matt?
No, I haven't bought anything in a while. Although, like going to Jake's point, Temu now has a relationship with Amazon, and you can get certain things on Temu from Amazon quicker.
Wait, what's Temu again?
Temu is that like Chinese app where you can get like 15 t-shirts for $1.97 or whatever. Speaking of, I'm going to Vegas in a month. I should probably should get some fun things to take down there. Good reminder, Brandon.
Speaking of Temu.
This episode is sponsored by Amazon, powered by Temu, or Temu powered by Amazon. Yeah.
What other answers we got?
Well, there's caffeine.
Caffeine's good.
Something I would say is, it seems like it's cropped up lately since they've legalized it, but gambling, like especially sports betting, like you can't watch a sporting game, like a game or event, without like seeing an ad or anything for DraftKings or FanDuel or any of those things.
Which is funny. I actually follow a guy who's like, all he does is Vegas specific stuff. And he airs out kind of like the casino and the management's dirty laundry. And over like Vegas lost, what was it, like 40% consumership in Vegas in 2024. And they was comparing like online gambling to like and their profit revenue versus Vegas's. It's like you don't have to fly to Vegas anymore to use a sports book, right? That was a federal thing. Like you can do that pretty much anywhere. I find that to be pretty interesting.
Is that why are they trying to make up ground that way by like everything is more expensive now in Vegas and there's more attractions and things like that rather than like it seems like there's like a de-emphasis on casinos and more of an emphasis on going to, you know, shows that cost $200 a ticket or like dinners that are $200 a person or whatever, you know.
The experience. Oh, you want to eat at so and so's restaurant? Yeah.
Yeah,
it could be. Yeah, online gambling, definitely socially accepted. And you can do it on, you can bet on anything. It's crazy.
Have you done it?
Like I've done the sports book. We can't in Washington. Washington is one of the only states that we can't do online gambling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't done it. I feel like...
You'd get like
I feel like that would just be too easy. Like I don't feel like I'm a gambling addict. Like when I go to the casino, I don't just sit there all day, but I feel like that would just make it too easy to like it's a Pandora's box that you're opening.
Right. You can see where it's fun, but you also don't really need that.
Right. Well, I don't even know if it's fun, but
I would say like the slot machines aren't fun because I think they're preordained. It's one of those money in and nothing out.
Like, yeah. I mean, they're just
table games has
random number generators, but
right. Like table games has a little bit more pizzazz, but anyway.
Yeah. I remember it was late last year that FanDuel came to, North Carolina and the advertising that went into that was so substantial. And I just can't help but think like there's a lot of North Carolina that's in poverty. And, you know, it's troubling. I can't help but think the people that Kevin Hart's yelling at to, you know, to place bets on sports, it's never sat well with me. And just seeing the big push of like, oh, finally now you can do this, I'm like, geez, really?
But there's a really good John Oliver segment on it
that recently.
Yeah,
I'll have to seek it out. I haven't seen it,
but yeah. Other answers in here, people put sugar. Like being a workaholic.
We've talked about that workaholic, like in cinema and in television shows. The detective that ruins his family to solve a crime is such a trope that's sort of like applauded, or maybe not applauded, but like,
yeah, that question is, what is celebrated? The brag? What is the brag that isn't really a brag,
kind of thing? Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
This person says weed. I mean, for them, I will say, like, it does seem like, for as much as people claim that it's non-addictive, there are a lot of people who use it all day, every day.
Because it feels good, bro.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of people who drink all day, every day, because I think it feels
right.
Good.
And but that's like a recognized addiction. But like,
yeah.
Well, there's also addictive properties to it, right? There's like physically.
To marijuana?
No, to alcohol.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas supposedly marijuana doesn't have addictive properties. And I bet there's a listener to the show that would like to comment on this. But it does seem like there are some people who
might be on this very panel.
It's not addictive.
No. I've definitely known a few people that it's. So I think so. Anna was talking about addiction and how, like, the various ways it can be.
Like gambling or shopping aren't physical addictions, but they're recognized as addictions.
Right.
It's all that screen time. It's got the hook.
It's the one of the ways that you can define it is that you do it consistently at the expense of other sort of normal things like your job, your relationships. And when it's at the expense of those things, then it can be, you know, considered an addiction, and or just whether or not you've slapped the title addiction on it or not. Like if it's disruptive to your life in a negative way, then it's something worth, you know,
look,
examining.
What does she know?
Well, I know there are guys who are like, you know, like, oh yeah, this job would pay a lot more, but I can't do it because they do piss tests. And it's like, well, you can't
don't do that.
Stop smoking to like better your life for you know, whatever. But
that
also seems like one of those, like, oh, I can't do it because they do piss tests. And it's like, yeah, right. You're a felon, aren't you? Like, it seems like one of those cop outs, cop out of an excuse, or like something that somebody thinks is cool to say. It's like, oh, you used to do drugs? Yeah. It's like, it's not a drug anymore, I guess. Anyway, don't do drugs. Don't gamble, kids.
Well, we've sufficiently brought it down. I think
good news.
It's probably time to put this puppet to bed.
We cured the world. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome, Internet.
Sign up for our Patreon and support us. That's a freebie.
Yeah.
Oh, my soundboard froze up.
Was it going to be the more you know?
To smoke weed every day.
He's just clicking it frantically, and now it's going to play like 15 times.
No, it's not working.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get on the next episode.
Who needs a soundboard? We're three soundboards right here. Dropping some.
Anyway. Alrighty, listeners.
Thank you,
Brandon,
all for
sign us off.
Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over at YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. And after you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. We'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Sleep tight.
Adios.
Or good morning.